We got some college buddies who just don't know their heads from a hole in the wall. Or maybe it's more sinister than that. Three men charged in connection with the Boston Marathon bombing. I thought we were done. Guess not. And, of course, we know the fate of some of the people that were there when the two bombs went off. Three people were killed and 260 people were injured. More than $30 million, by the way, as a quick aside, has been raised to help the people who lost limbs, who had brain damage, all sorts of injuries, money put into a fund to help those families. But over the course of an amputee's life, and I said this on the last show, you're looking at maybe $500,000 as they go through the process of learning to walk with an artificial limb, run with a limb, all that kind of stuff. So the Snardev brothers really did some serious damage, as we know. Joe Carr now in custody. Two of the suspects, his friends, are from Kazakhstan, and they have been in jail. They were arrested and jailed 11 days ago. Immigration folks picked them up. There was a third guy from Cambridge, Massachusetts, an American citizen, and a roommate of Snarnez while they were at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth. And here's the thing. Apparently, what happened was, especially the American, Robel Filipos, he was charged with making false statements in the terrorism investigation, so he was picked up on Wednesday. Now, what happened was, as soon as the photographs of the Snarnev brothers were released by the FBI, if you remember, it happened on Wednesday, 2 days after the bombing at the Boston Marathon. And then, of course, lots of people were recognizing or thought they recognized the one or both of the Snarnev brothers. And the roommate, the ex-roommate, did recognize them. So what do? They decide they're going to go to his room and they're going to take stuff out. They're going to take evidence out. Because they shared, at one point they shared, well, they did share an apartment in New Bedford, Massachusetts, about 60 miles south of Boston. So what happens? They're charged with conspiracy to obstruct justice by plotting to get rid of a laptop computer, which was vital, a backpack that had fireworks belonging to Snarnev in it, and these are the two that were jailed. The American, same thing, he was charged with making false statements because he knew what had happened, and he just lied about it. He lied about it. And he even waived his right to a bail hearing. He knows he's in deep. And they could, the two Kazakhstan guys would face sentences of 5 years in prison, like a $250,000 fine each. The American, 8 years, maximum 8 years, and a $250,000 fine, too. So how about that? It's really interesting. We were told that there was nothing going on, nothing. And for 11 days, those two were already hooked up, had already been arrested. So how about that? I guess you really don't believe that you ever know the rest of the story, and there's a lesson in that somewhere. So the three of them got the backpack, got the fireworks, did all that stuff, opened, emptied the gunpowder from his dorm room, too. They did that. I mean, they just were freaking out, they said, when they realized that they were watching news reports that Snarnev was involved in the bombings, and they decided that they were going to help their friend to avoid trouble, but they put themselves right in the middle of it. The backpack, by the way, as the rest of the story goes, was taken away by a garbage truck, was picked up last week in a black garbage bag by the FBI in a landfill. And see, for the American, he kept changing his story. First he said he'd never gone to the dorm room. Then he admitted that they had gone to the room together and taken the backpack. He said he talked to the other two with what to do with it and had fallen asleep, and then the backpack was gone. So he's making up all kinds of stories. Some of the other things that were in the backpack included, you know, the fireworks, a jar of Vaseline, a UMass Dartmouth homework assignment sheet from one of his classes, and a few, you know, other things. But, boy, that was so the wrong thing to do, wasn't it? And then this is stuff that would have been nice to know a lot sooner. Because here's the thing. When the photographs were released, imagine if they had called in immediately and immediately said, listen, this is my roommate. This is him. And here's the dorm room and here's the apartment. What could they have ultimately stopped? They could have stopped the killing of the MIT police officer, Sean Collier, because then as they were trying to escape, they could have already been in custody. I mean, who knows? So Zokar Sarnoff is held at a prison hospital outside of Boston, and he's got, you know, gunshot wounds to the neck and the leg, and what he's being treated for since that shootout that killed his brother, and then we'll see what happens with these three guys. The key thing here is that we really didn't know the rest of the story. That, okay, so the evidence.
I was in the other room for a minute working on some other stuff, but did you talk about the text message thing at all?
Yeah, that he had text messaged them. Sarnoff had, I didn't actually mention this. Sarnoff had text messaged the guys and told them, you better not text me, I'm in trouble and all that stuff.
I'm talking about even before that is one of his roommates text messaged Sarnoff and said, you look like one of the people, you know, one of the suspects. And Jokar texted him back, LOL.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. In the initial text, yeah. But imagine if they had just called up. They could have, I know they could have saved the MIT guy's life. They probably would have already caught them. So how ridiculous is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy.
I think, you know, it's interesting because we've gotten some emails on this and even some chats. And Jack says the three should be charged with the same crimes. You know, are you kidding me? You know, give me a break. So they're not being charged with the same crimes, but I say they're all going to do time. There's no doubt about it. And the idiot American guy, as he's making up so many stories, I fell asleep and then they took the backpack and then I wasn't sure. And, you know, it's obvious he was part of what they were doing. So now he has the chance of getting even more time than the other two guys from Kazakhstan. So go figure. And, you know, we go back to the same thing of what we know and what we don't know and how some of these loose ends, if they could be also tied up a little bit sooner, how much of a difference would it make for us? Well, you know, here we always talk about the idea of how many liberties are you willing to give up for security. And the new CNN poll comes out and says 4 in 10 are open to giving up liberties for security. 4 in 10. I don't know about that. Are we talking about drones? Are we going to have drones in my neighborhood? No, thank you. Hey, coming up next, an old friend visits the show, Ben Fuchs, talking about your health, some things that you can do, easy things, guys, like that drinking of water. I know, I drink my water now. I sure didn't used to drink water, though. I was like a Diet Coke freak. Now I have maybe 2 Diet Cokes, maybe in a month. Hang with us, Ben, in the wings.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember 2 words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those 2 words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember 2 words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Sugar Boy called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah.
With us again, so many of you anxious for those power foods and all that great motivation you get from Ben Fuchs. He is the man, there's no question about it. Man, I'm telling you, some of the power foods he told me about a year ago, I still use like everyday life. It's like drinking water, and that's one of them, of course. Ben is in the middle of a blizzard. We've had some really freaky weather. Ben, you're in Colorado. What's it? Well, not where I am. I'm in Dallas. It is kind of freaky here. But what's the weather like?
Well, I'm talking about the weather. We're talking about the weather here.
What's the weather?
I'm not talking about another freaky.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, the weather. You know, it's kind of interesting. First of all, global warming. I don't know whatever happened to that. And second of all, I was walking down. You know, we've had a no spring when it's been really snowing, and I was thinking, what if this is some apocalyptic event, and like 20 years from now, we're talking about how it started snowing and it never stopped, kind of thing? Because that's kind of how it seems like, and that's probably how ice ages begin. You know, in evolutionary theory, there's this thing called punctuated equilibrium, which means, or punctuated evolution, which means evolution happens in jumps. And it all of a sudden something happens. Like ice ages occur over the course of a week. You're in the middle of an ice age. Like, remember that that one guy, they called him the Ice Man? You remember that story about the Ice Man?
Yeah.
They found him with food in his stomach. So he was like walking down the hill going, oh, it looks like a storm is coming, and it was a friggin' ice age. You know, and that's kind of what I was thinking as I was walking down the street, because it hasn't stopped snowing. I'm like, what if this is the ice age? You know, that's just like how my brain works sometimes.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Isn't that crazy, funny? The guy who's out hunting on a nice spring day, and he's like, right. Looks like a storm's a-brewing.
Yeah.
You know, and the next thing he knows, he's like this glacial epochal event, the ice age.
You know, it's funny that you bring up the man like a caveman, because there's a lot of people that are on this, paleo
caveman
man.
Diet.
Yeah, the caveman, diet. Yeah. What's yeah. is
well,
that?
Let me tell you about that. You know, we never talked about that. And there's all this. You know, whenever you have one fad, you have an anti-fad. So now we've reached the anti-fad period where there's anti-paleo stuff coming out. Here's the thing on paleo where it's so misunderstood, because I talk a lot of the stuff I talk about is not really, it's not paleo, but it incorporates the best parts of paleo. Paleo's got some really good stuff in it, and the theory is that we are built, our bodies are constructed genetically to be able to handle life in paleolithic times, and basically 100,000 years ago. You know, that's how our bodies are designed. Now, there are some exceptions to that, and we have evolved, and genetics changes a little bit faster than that. For example, we've evolved to eat olives, and olives are only about maybe 10,000 years old, and there were no olives paleolithically. So there's some foods that our bodies are able to adjust to. Some people can tolerate grains, and there weren't a lot of grains 10,000 years ago, etc. But the point about paleo that I like is that it respects the body. What you have to be careful of is understanding, however, that when we talk about meat in the paleo sense, the correct paleo sense, in an archaeological or anthropological sense, we're talking about stalking the wild antelope. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe getting a bunch of guys together and throwing a spear at a woolly mammoth and then roasting it and eating it for the next 2 weeks. Our Paleolithic ancestors didn't go to Safeway, and they didn't buy packaged meat that's been sitting around and shipped and slaughtered in horrible slaughtering conditions, and only God knows what kind of bacteria floating around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when we eat today, it's not how we ate Paleolithically. So you have to respect these adjustments. People say, well, I'm going to eat paleo. I'm going to eat hamburgers, because my paleo ancestors ate meat. Well, no, they didn't eat meat, but they didn't eat hamburgers, and they didn't eat McDonald's, and they didn't eat steaks, and they didn't eat, you know, they didn't go to Morton's and wherever we get our food today. So you've got to be very careful about taking this whole idea about how our caveman ancestors ate literally in this day and age, because we've done such a number on our food processing system. Here's the, you know, we're talking about power foods, right? And I got a bunch of power foods I want to talk about, but even before we get to that, what I think is important, Katie, we recognize this one. If we have to do one fundamental thing via our food and our diet and our nutrition, one fundamental thing for our health, to take care of our health, and I'm talking in terms of food and diet and nutrition now, do you know what that one thing would be?
One thing.
You know what that one thing would be? Should I tell you? This is better than a power food.
I want to know.
This is the ultimate anti-aging strategy. In fact, if you want to live to be 100, this should be the first thing you do. And if you're dealing with a degenerative disease, some kind of inflammatory disease, MS, autoimmune disease, restless leg syndrome, whatever, everybody's got their own flavor of degeneration. This is one thing that will make you feel better almost immediately. Almost immediately. You know what that thing is?
What is it?
Should we maybe tell you next week? We'll talk about next week.
No. Tell us. We want to know. Come on.
Well, no, because we got to tease it a little bit. Come on now. Maybe we should talk about...
You're brutal.
No, seriously. This is one thing, and it's so easy. Oh, here's the best part about this one thing, okay? You know, people say, oh, I can't spend money on supplements. I don't have any money. I can't really spend money on this. Well, not only will this thing... Is this thing powerful and unbelievably critical for you to do, but you will actually make money. Not only will it not cost you, you'll make money. How do you like that?
Yeah, see, that's everybody's sitting here on the edge of their seat waiting for you to reveal.
But isn't that exciting? Not only is this the single most, and this is not just me talking, this has been verified in research study after research study after research study. When you do this one thing that is so easy to do, not only doesn't it cost you money, you'll actually make money from it. You will live, you will accelerate, enhance your lifespan, and you will also reduce immediately and noticeably and dramatically over time all of the symptoms of breakdown and degenerative disease. And Katie, listen, this is why I do what I do, is because there are these ways of hacking into our body that nobody talks about, that we call power foods. What's a power food, really? It's a way of... of leveraging how the body works, of somehow getting into the system and exploiting like a lever, exploiting a part of the system like a lever allows you to lift a heavy weight. One small move giving you a huge amount of bang. One small buck giving you a big bang. That's what a power food is. Mm-hmm. And that's what all of these strategies are, and nobody tells us about them. Not only that, don't they tell us about them, but they tell you to do the opposite of them. And when I tell you what this one thing is, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right? And by the way, I write about all this on pharmacistben.com. I told my webmaster I would plug it, so I hope I can get to plug that.
pharmacistben.com. pharmacistben.com. Yeah, you know, you talk about power foods, and you said this a ton of times. I mean, there's no doubt the water thing. I don't understand. Oh, I didn't understand. I didn't understand before because I didn't like water that much. I would just drink a little bit of it. But now, what a difference.
What a difference. Praise God. I'm telling you, Katie. It's water. It's just H2O. Water. It's nothing.
Right,
yet,
right.
When you drink it, your body sucks it up like a dry sponge sucks up water, like a dry flower sucks up water. You blossom and bloom because it allows the electrical energy to move with facility through the body. And enzymes and chemistry are all keyed through millions, literally millions, maybe billions of years of evolution in some cases, to operate in a milieu of just enough water. And without it, the energy doesn't work. It doesn't work as effectively. Not only the electrical energy, but the chemical energy. Both the electrical system and the chemical system become dumbed down when we're dehydrated. And how hard is it to drink? You know, how difficult is this to drink? Now, keep in mind, if you're drinking, you want to do your nutrients. This is where the Beyond Tangerine comes in, because if you're just drinking straight water, you're going to flush out your vitamin C, you're going to flush out your B complex, and this is where the BTT comes in. So you want to drink lots of water, for sure clean water, but you also want to be sipping on that BTT throughout the day, in my humble opinion. And that, you want to talk about power food, dude, that thing rocks on so many levels as a formulation. And, you know, I've been formulating for 30 years. And as a formulation, that thing is an elegant, beautiful, it's like a work of art, that formulation. That's number one. Number two, it's liquid. It goes right to work. It bypasses your digestive system. It goes straight into your blood. It doesn't have to be processed. No enzymes required. For folks who are missing a gallbladder, folks who have digestive problems, it goes right to work. Number three, the sicker you are, the more deficient you are, the faster the stuff works. It's one of the great things about nutritional supplementation and health in general. The sicker you are, the faster you turn it around. The more deficient you are in nutrients, the faster these things are absorbed. And fourthly, and the most important thing about this BTT stuff, if I may say, is that I've seen the most amazing results with my own two ojos. You know, when you see the stuff, and Kate, you experienced it. Well, think about me. I'm seeing it on all the people.
Constantly.
I could not live with myself. I couldn't look myself in the mirror if I didn't at least tell people about this.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you're going to keep your one big surprise for us for next week. But remember this, BTT, he's absolutely right. Ben's absolutely right, because you've got to get everybody's looking for the nutrition, is getting the whole idea that you have to have these nutrients, and this is a good way to do it. Go to AmericaTonightTeam.com and also PharmacistBen.com. Ben, yes. Next week we'll do it again.
All right, Katie.
Thank you.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire.
Alright, so what do you think the big secret is that Ben Fuchs won't tell us until next week? If anybody guesses it, I'll give you a copy of Level the Playing Field, my book, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. I'm thinking, maybe it's this new study that came out of the University of Kansas Medical Center where they looked into a virtual reality platform called Second Life. Some of you may have heard of it, where people just have avatars and they have this whole virtual world. That's too much hassle for me. Are you kidding? A Second Life? I can't keep track of the First Life. And through the game, they practice all kinds of things. They grocery shop, meal plan, whatever, communicate, just anything you can do in regular life. And they say that this 3D virtual reality video game playing at home can help people get in shape. Because you're planning. Are you kidding? So your avatar is really thin and good looking, but in real life, so you're playing the game and yeah, that's the secret. But then in real life, are you anything like your avatar? I'm not so sure about that. I mean, there was another study. So there were studies on this. The researchers from the University of Missouri say that people using Second Life could create fitter, healthier avatars, which then help them visualize themselves that way And so there was something to it that could help them. I don't know. I'm going to say prove it. I want to see these people that have avatars and then see them. It's like the before and after picture. Avatar, you know, and you. Avatar and you. I want to see how different those two are. Give me a break. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor in America Tonight. Hello.
Oh, Kate.
What's up?
I've been watching the news there. They, McCain and Lindsey Graham wants Obama to help Syria throw that guy out of office. But those rebels there, Al-Qaeda, they throw him out of office. They get hold of those chemical weapons. They're going to bring right over here and use them on us.
Yeah, you know, I think what you just said right there, the problem is who are the rebels and what is their allegiance to and how many chemical weapons are there in this plant? I mean, yeah, Assad has killed 70,000 people, but boots on the ground would be a no way for us. And no way. And I mean, there's just no way. But any little bit that we really, really get involved in this, we'll take the lead and we'll take the heat for it, too. And, you know, this the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. I think Assad should be taken out. You can't tell me they can't assassinate him. But then how can we possibly support whatever the rebel faction is? Because they could be 10 times worse. You make a great point.
Yeah, they're from Al-Qaeda, the ones been fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're all across the mountains heading that way. Like I said, they get all those chemical weapons, but nobody knows where they're at. He does have them. You know, he's got them, but they get hold of them. The first bring right over here and start using one of them.
Yeah. And that's pretty scary. Sarin gas. Are you kidding? That was always the fear, Rick, after 9/11, that what would happen next, besides planting bombs and tunnels and places like that or bridges, the other fear was that there were chemical weapons or crop dusting and throwing stuff down on us, you know, getting it in the food sources. So, sure, I'd be concerned about it. When they started to talk about the sarin and they talked about how many weapons, talked about, you know, replacing the warheads, having the warheads filled with it, yeah, I was concerned. I agree.
Not gas, but also germs, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Diseases and stuff like that. Nobody knows what he's got. So I think it's going to be one big mess over there.
I agree. It already is one big mess, and it's a question of how deep we want to go into this. And look, already on the map, already with what we've done in the Middle East, it's just a wild checkerboard. And we're paying the price for Iraq. We're paying the price for Afghanistan, really, even more than Iraq, I think.
I mean, there's no win, you know, no matter what happens, no winning situation for the United States. I think just let them fight each other and then last man standing against win.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Stay out there.
Yeah,
I hope we learned stuff from Iraq, but I guess we did.
Yeah. I think we needed to pick up some cues from Iraq and Afghanistan, even what's happened in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And what a big mistake. And McCain has been pushing for this for a very long time, that, hey, we need to do something, the humanity, and I understand that it's awful, but so is the Sudan, and there are many other places we could point to, but arming rebels who are just as deadly and maybe even more sinister in a different way is not a good thing.
No.
Mm-mm.
Are we going to play Palin, Kentucky Derby?
The Kentucky Derby. You and I are the only ones interested in the Kentucky Derby. We'll have to take a vote.
I like Kentucky Derby.
I love the Kentucky Derby. I love it. And you know that story with me. I have relatives that are trainers. So I agree with you. So we should take a vote on whether or not we're going to do the Kentucky Derby. You vote yes.
Bomb apple pie. American
All right.
Invasion.
You vote yes. I'll tell you what. You get your first, second, and third. You get your triple play in order. And anybody else who wants to do that, it's wide open. We're looking for that trifecta. Thanks, Rick. And we will do the trifecta in the third hour. So if you have a trifecta, we will mix it into the conversation. How's that? Trifecta challenge. We did it once. We did it a couple times before, and it was pretty popular. I love the Kentucky Derby. I'll certainly be watching it. But the Kentucky Derby, fastest 2 minutes in sports. But somehow it's kind of dropped off in popularity for some people. Maybe they need a better app. Now, I said we would do the apps of the week, and I came across one. Somebody actually sent me the link to this, and it's probably been written about in a couple of different places. But there is a new app for jet sharing. So if you're like Roger Federer or Kim Kardashian or, you know, somebody who's looking to hitch a ride, although Roger Federer, I believe, has his own plane. But if you're wealthy, if you got serious coin and you want to book a seat on a private plane, they have this jet sharing service. It's called BlackJet, and it connects people who are traveling with private jets that have space on the plane. The flights are shared with 2 to 14 other passengers, and the price is pretty much a premium fare on a commercial airliner. Now, that could be interesting. It might be worth it, depending on if somebody, let's say, would, you know, pay the bill for you. Maybe there's a reason you had to get somewhere, and you can book a private plane for, you know, passengers who are members, because you have to be a member. So you have to pay a fee. That's the catch. You have to pay $2,500, but you can book a seat on any of 4,000 planes that the company has access to through whatever partnerships. You know, part of the reason I'm sure they're doing this is because they're losing money. Maybe they're not getting as many people that are traveling that way, but it's geared for business travelers. If they need the time, they need reliability or whatever, they get the seat in advance, but they don't get the precise itinerary until the day before the flight. That would be crazy. That you don't know. You're basically driving right up to the plane, getting on the plane, and then within 15 minutes, the plane leaves. So I'm going to give you, for instance here, a flight that you book with this app would cost between $900, let's say, for a trip from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, to $3,500 for coast-to-coast flight. So there's flights from San Francisco, Las Vegas, New York, L.A., Southern Florida, Chicago, Washington, Boston, Dallas. All those places will be on there eventually, they say. They launched it in, this is wild, they launched this app in October, so that's not that long ago, really, of last year, and more than 3,000 flights, they say, have been booked through it. There's another app, and it's Private Fly, and that you can get on iPhone, iPad, Android, same thing if you're the jet setter kind of person, which I'm sure is a big majority of this audience, right? You can book an entire private jet. So I'll tell you what, if I win the lottery, 10 lucky listeners of America tonight can join me on a private flight somewhere. It actually, in a way, it's not that much for some people, because if the company is paying for it and you had to get somewhere and you're doing some software deal or something that's going to net the company a lot of money and they need to get you to a place at a certain time, they might do it because it's cheaper in one sense than I thought. But you have to pay that annual fee. You know, that's when you decide, American Express, don't leave home without it, but you got to pay the annual fees, and there's other cards that I could get to replace it. I guess the credit card's a little bit different than a $2,500 fee because their fee isn't that high. But paying for that, sitting on that app, and then realizing you could also just go right up to the plane would be pretty interesting, wouldn't it? Travel like a rock star for $2,500 plus the cost of the flight. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, what did you think about the nefarious things going on in Boston? That's part of the mailbag. There are some other things, too, and that's coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we like to check the mailbag because so many of you correspond with us that way. A lot of thoughts on Boston and a few other things, too. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up, Chuck, listening to us in Vermont. Chuck says, Kate, I can't believe it. Were those kids idiots or what? How could they have protected Joe Karsnarev from... with the evidence, just ditching it for him. Now they're in trouble because they're facing charges. Would you do that for your friend? Ah, are you kidding me? If I had a friend who committed a terrorist act and I would take the evidence and hide it for them? No. I have some good friends, but I certainly wouldn't do that for them. You know, it's interesting because what's now happened, the two buddies, there was two of them, they're being held on immigration charges. There's another buddy that's also in the middle of this, and where they're accused of and charged with removing stuff from his Snarnev's dorm room, which is all evidence in this Boston Marathon bombing case. So what idiots. It didn't probably take them very long to nail these kids. I guess they were cocky and figured they wouldn't get caught is the only thing I can think of. All right, this one from Big Brad in Texas. Big Brad says, boy, this is the story that just keeps on giving. It's unbelievable. As you say, Kate, it's unbelievable the twisted roads we have covered in the Snarnev case. the 19-year-old kid who ultimately was pulled out of that boat. Now it turns out, as you probably have talked about, that he had a couple of friends that decided they were going to hide the evidence, and they tried to throw the investigators off the trail, I guess, of Tsarnaev, but it didn't work. So all the things that were taken from the University of Massachusetts dorm room now is the property of the FBI, and clearly the friends are right squarely in the middle of it, and they can lawyer up all they want, but they're going to jail for a long, long time. I guess Tsarnaev's texted his friends and said, come to my room and take whatever you want, and so that's what happened. And it was three friends, by the way, of the Boston bomb suspect, and they all now face federal charges. So it was a really stupid, stupid thing for them to do. All right, we're going to switch gears because we have a couple of emails in a much different direction, including this one from Sarah Kay, who says, hey, Ms. Delaney, I've been listening to America Tonight for a very long time. Thank you so much. You have provided some much-needed information and sometimes some much-needed infotainment too, as well, because things are so incredibly heavy these days almost anywhere you live. The thing with the FDA is crazy. This Plan B, what were they thinking? Of course the Justice Department is going to appeal the morning after pill ruling. Did they not think this out before they went ahead with the rubber stamp? I think the biggest thing to me that's disconcerting is the fact that we're talking about young girls being able to just get this emergency contraceptive stuff without a prescription, without anybody even knowing. Well, you know what? Here's the thing, Sarah Kay, you're right. They filed an appeal Wednesday. You knew that probably that was going to happen. I was surprised that right away that didn't drop. So now this is just, you know, right after they announced that they had approved the availability of the pill without a prescription for anybody who's 15 and older. And, you know, you get into some really gray areas here, including the whole tender age thing. Remember, it was in April where the federal judge in Brooklyn ordered the FDA to make that pill available to women of any age without a prescription. That's what prompted that. So the FDA jumped on it, and the FDA announcement was all about the application from Teva Women's Health, and that was it. That's what they announced when they said, you know, it'd be available to 15 and older. So obviously this is now going to get caught up in the courts. All right, let's move on to this one. I'm actually going through some of these emails right now. Do you love it? Brad in Illinois says, Kate, man, it just makes you shake your head when you think about what happened in Boston, what could have happened in New York thanks to those Boston bombers, and the fact that people just aren't vigilant enough. You've said it. You've had guests on to talk about it. From now on, America, make yourself and your family a promise to pay attention as you find yourself in crowds or in areas where somebody could do something that you're just not aware of because you're not paying attention to packages being left, book bags being dropped, something else being thrown into a crowd. You really do have to look around. And you say this, Kate, you have to know the exits. That's true. You have to know your exit strategy. And maybe it's because I grew up with a volunteer fireman, and what constantly was drummed into my head was about fires. And okay, you're on the second floor, you're higher than that, where do you go, what happens if, you know, you hear the fire alarm, what do you do, and what do you do if there's fire and there's smoke and all that kind of stuff. But it's beyond the whole fire thing. It's now on to what if you see something that's just not right. You know, when you're at an airport, they make that announcement over and over again, but you look around and people are desensitized to that whole thing. People just, it kind of goes in one ear and out the other. I truly believe that. Why? I don't know, except for that we were removed from 9/11. And now we see the Boston thing happen, so people are thinking about it a little bit more. So, yeah, it is a great time to tell people just be a little more vigilant. Look around. Pay attention to your surroundings. For goodness sake, if you're out somewhere with your family, you would think you would want that. don't put yourself in those situations where if something happens, even if it's an accident, you're trapped. You're trapped like a rat, and you have no way to get out of wherever it is you are. And sometimes with crowds, that's what happens. You get into a crowd, and you can't park the crowd, in other words. This one from Jake in Austin. Yo, yo, Kate D. I just flew the other day to New York on business. I hadn't been on a plane in a while, and I had to make a connecting flight. What a hassle that was. I hate to say it, because I know this mostly is benefiting the people in Congress, but I am glad, thank goodness, that the traffic controller furlough is over. The delays that I had to go through, I would not want to travel on a regular basis. All in all, my trip was still loads of fun. To be in the Big Apple was a gas. You're absolutely right. I had a chance to actually go out to the Statue of Liberty. So thank goodness, no more air traffic controller furloughs. Yeah, the president signed that Tuesday. That all wrapped up, that whole budget thing, you know, the furloughs across the board, and the travel delays have eased up because the bill now gives the FAA permission to move money from other accounts, so it allows them to stop furloughing controllers. That was disastrous, but the people who make the laws didn't like that they were being delayed. So I think that's why this one got slammed through as fast as possible. What was signed in also allows the protection of 149 control towers at small and medium-sized airports that are on the list for closure for budgetary stuff. So that's also protected, and thousands of flight delays were attributed to the furloughs last week. And I think at the height of the mess, and especially with Congress people being affected by it, it prompted them to take action to say, okay, yeah, this is too inconvenient. I can't get home. We got to do something. We got to rescind the orders because there's a problem here. We got to do that. And the president, of course, signed it. You know what's interesting, too? I saw a little piece on this whole thing with typos. There was a typo related delay. So the president did sign it on Tuesday. It ends the whole thing with the traffic controllers being furloughed. But part of the problem where this would have really kicked in over the weekend, and it did kick in over the weekend, but the holdup was actually the president's signature because there was an S missing from the word accounts. And that was a little bit of a hold up because it didn't read right. It should have limited the source of funds to an account. So the Senate bill had to be fixed because they caught that on the House bill. Ah, please. Can anybody spell in the government? I mean, wasn't this the whole reason for Tamerlan Snarniff? One of the things was that his name was spelled incorrectly, and that's why they didn't catch him and pick up on the whole thing of him going back to Russia, going back, you know, to Chechnya. They didn't get that. They didn't see that because of a typo. Come on, give me a break. All right, you know what to do. If you want to mail the show, do it. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.